News. I'm Jeremy Scott. In developing news, Republicans cheering the Supreme Court decision on Title 42. Democrats not so much. The High Court is keeping in place the public health rule known as Title 42, which has been used to expedite deportations on the border. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas has been warning that without Title 42, there would be chaos on the border.
Border Patrol told me as long ago as a year or more ago that they feared they would lose control of the border entirely.
Texas and 18 other Republican-led states sued to keep Title 42 in place. The Supreme Court ruling, which keeps the status quo, is a partial victory. Justices will hear oral arguments in February on whether the states can intervene before a final decision in the coming months. Northern California getting hit by the first of three storms that is now headed to the south. Even though there has been steady rain today, major flooding is not expected and debris flows are not a big concern, according to Bill Rash with the Sacramento Office of the National Weather Service.
It's a continuous moderate rain and the burn scars should be able to handle it.
Winds are expected to die down this afternoon. In L.A., the heavy rain began moving on shore early this afternoon. Another light storm will arrive Wednesday evening in Northern California before a stronger system moves in for the weekend. 64% of today's flight cancellations across the country are on Southwest Airlines, and things don't look any better Wednesday either. Meanwhile, every other major carrier announced a return to normalcy following a crippling winter storm. Still, it's no consolation for those who have missed Christmas with their family.
I understand that, you know, they couldn't fly in Buffalo, but it's been a little maddening not being able to get back home to Sacramento. We wanted to fly even on San Francisco, San Jose, anything remotely in the area, and they couldn't do it.
More than 3,000 flights in the USA have been canceled, 5,500 facing delays. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In a start to the holiday-shortened trading week on Wall Street, stocks were mostly lower, with the Dow Jones Industrials picking up 37 points to close at 33,241. The S&P 500 lost 15 points to 3829. The NASDAQ fell 144 to 10,353. Tonight's Mega Millions drawing is set for 11 Eastern, the jackpot $565 million. More of the Twitter files are coming to light.
Journalist David Zweig released a new round of internal Twitter files showing that the Biden White House rigged the COVID debate by censoring information that was inconvenient to government policy, discrediting doctors and experts who prove the administration's narratives wrong. Zweig pointed out that the administration even targeted ordinary users who shared embarrassing data from the CDC. I'm Lance Pry.
College football's bowl season continuing. Buffalo taking down Georgia Southern in the Camellia Bowl 23-21. In the NFL, the Chargers clinch a playoff spot. Here's Julio Flores.
The Chargers defense allowed just a field goal as he dominated the Colts 20-3 on Monday Night Football in Indianapolis. Los Angeles sacked Nick Foles seven times and also picked off the Colts quarterback three times. Chargers head coach Brandon Staley.
I'm really proud of how this season has gone for our football team and what we've been able to demonstrate in order to make it into the postseason.
The Chargers moved to 9-6 with that win. They're in second place in the AFC West. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.